Episode 2654, Choose to Love Each Other.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I gotta ask you a question. How much love do you have for your spouse? No, seriously. Because if you were to look at your love bank account, what would it read? Would you be in the negative? Or would you be in the millions, even the billions? We have to understand, to build a strong relationship, to build a strong marriage, we have to choose to love each other. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, a strong marriage requires two people who choose to love each other, even when they struggle to like each other. Have you chosen your spouse today? It's amazing to me that we have made a ton of choices already today. Getting out of bed, what to eat, what to binge watch, the temperature of your shower. Yeah, believe it or not, you sit there and go, do I want it a little bit warmer or a little bit less? But we're not consciously thinking that. We do it automatically. What to wear? How many times are you standing in your closet going, I have nothing to wear? But that's for another episode. Then what about the way you go to work? Are you walking, driving? Are you taking the subway? Which direction do you go? Do they take the highway or do you go through the city? Maybe it's what to drink. Are you going to go stop for that favorite latte that you love at your favorite coffee shop? Or are you going to stick to lemon water? Which project to work on at home and at work? You've got the outside and the inside. Oh my goodness, just so many things. On average, you are making over 35,000 decisions every day. Are you floored yet? But you see, the question really remains, are you making the decisions that affect the best part of your life? You see, most of the time, we hyper-focus on stuff that doesn't really count. Yet leaving out the things where an extra 5 to 10 minutes of thoughtful decisions could be life-changing for both you and your spouse. If you want to build a strong marriage, if you want to have that incredible relationship, that doesn't mean just because you have it, you don't have to work at it. It's an everyday affair. You must choose to love each other, not because of a piece of paper, but because of your intentionality on a daily basis. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Choose to love each other. Love is an action. You don't just think about it. You don't just say, I love you, and then that's it. But in reality, that's what society says. We use the word love so loosely. But how do we show our love? Where is the action? Where is the proof, so to speak? Love is an action. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love requires you to decide whether to act or not to act. Either way, you are taking action. You are making a decision. Just one, though, lives up to what God commands of us. Let all you do be done in love. And that means loving when you don't like each other. And that's hard because it's those little quirks that get under us and we're like, "Arr." How many times do you growl a day? You probably were never asked that question. And you kind of chuckle at it probably too. But now that I've asked it, you're going to be like, "Arr." And the next thing you're like, oh my gosh, Christiane was in my room when I did that. And you're going to start thinking about it. How many times do you growl? How many times do you huff and puff under your breath? Seriously. How many times do you go, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the quirks. It's the stuff that gets under our skin. And if we let it continue, what do you think it does to your love account? It depletes it little by little by little. So that means if you're going to have that strong marriage, that strong foundation, you have to choose to love each other and you have to be intentional about it. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, give your best to someone even when they are at their worst. That's the hardest thing ever. It's so hard. because you just kind of really want to strangle them, right? You want to hang them out to dry by their toes. Seriously. Now, that's the olden days. We don't do that now. It's a saying, by the way. If you're younger and you're like, where did that come from? Go look it up. It's an old saying. You'll find it. Go Google it. But you got to give your best to someone even when they are at their worst, especially the one you said I do to. But it's easy not to, because we get comfortable with not having to work hard at the relationship within our four walls. We work at everything else. We want to be the best coworker there is. We want to be the best friend that there is. We want to be the best volunteer at church and in the community. But when it comes to being the incredible spouse within your four walls, that's a totally different conversation. What's going to change today? Because you're going to start thinking, I got to give my best, even when my husband is at his worst. And I'm telling you, there's going to be multiple times that's going to happen in a day. And to the other side of that flip of the coin, yes, you are going to have multiple times where you were at your worst and your husband's going to have to give his best to you. It's hard, but it is doable. So maybe it's that extra tender heart that your spouse comes home and he's like, oh my gosh, I've had just a horrible day. And you're like, if you only knew the day I had. I don't know how many times I've said that. And it's not anything major. It's just all the little things. Oh, wait, the refrigerator went out. Oh, wait, the ice maker went out. Oh, wait, we don't have a water heater. And what? I'm taking care of all of this. I'm making sure the parts are ordered, that the guys are coming up and checking it out so we can maybe have a water heater within 2 weeks. It's crazy. But you see, you don't see all those little things. And yet your husband comes home and said, man, I've had a day. I'm just so tired. And you're like, if you only knew where I was. But you see, even when you've had a tough day, you still have to give your best to your spouse. So maybe it's just serving him his favorite drink when he walks in the door and letting him decompress. Now, if you've been working on your marriage, you can ask for that time too and say, hun, you know what? It's been a day for me. I just need 15 minutes of uninterrupted me time. I need to go. I need to take a hot bath real quick. If you're starving, there's some snacks in the fridge. You're a big boy. You can handle it. But I got to go do this for me. And hopefully he'll say, okay, hun, I got it. I got the fam. You go ahead. But someone still has to give first. And you can be that. You can be that spouse. Number two, serve with a grateful heart. This is where there's no expectations of a return on your investment. Meaning, when you give, you're serving, you're not expecting something in return. That always leads to a fail marriage! Exclamation point. No doubt. Get that emoji with big eyes because it's going to be a failed marriage. You have got to serve with a grateful heart. You know what? Yeah, your husband came home and he is exhausted and he's had a long day at work. Be grateful because it helps to pay the bills. Even if you both work, right? You help pay the bills. He helps to pay the bills. And you can still be grateful for that. So you can still serve him, even though you're like, oh, if you only knew where I was in all of this. Life isn't fair. But we've got to look at it from how God looks at it. How did Jesus serve? With a grateful heart. Do you think he ever would have gotten on that cross? No. But he took it all for us. Are you willing to take a little bit for your spouse? Think about it. And finally, number three, forgive quicker to love deeper. When you forgive quickly, your heart is free to love deeper. You see, if you're keeping score, that tally, it's only knocking down that bank account of love. It's taking it away. There's no deposits. There's only withdrawals. And you just keep taking it and taking it and taking it. But once when you're willing to say, you know what? I forgive you, babe, of this. It gives your heart the freedom to love deeper. To go beyond the hurt that was felt. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to forget. But when we forgive, it's moving to the next stepping stone and saying, you know what? We're not perfect. And if you need a reminder, think about something you did that was equal to what is happening. Seriously. Because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. It takes two to tango. And you each have faults and failures. You each need to ask for forgiveness from each other. But still, it can start again with you. Forgive quicker to love deeper. Again, modeled by Jesus Christ himself. We have got to be willing to take the higher road, even when we're tired. So the next time your spouse is getting under your nerves, take a moment to pause, seriously. Don't jump. Don't react. Collect your thoughts and choose to love each other. I promise you it will make a difference in your marriage. And it's hard to do because you know what? Us women, we are quick to rawr, and we're going to rawr more than we need to. We got to pull the reins back a little bit. Take a moment, breathe. Maybe it doesn't even need a response. Maybe it's, I'm just going to let that one go and I'm going to walk out of the room and remove myself. That's enough said. Maybe you don't need to continue the conversation. Because you know it's not going to go anywhere in the right direction. So you just remove yourself. You keep it calm. And then when it's an appropriate time, then you can say, you know what, hon, I've got some questions. Or I've got a thought that came to me. But it's in everything that you do. Let all you do be done in love. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.